Comic books.
Yes.
Do you like them?
Love them.
Me too. Let's talk about them.
Let's do it. All
right. I'm Jack Lutz.
I'm Troy Sicker.
Here at the El Paso Herald Post Studios, another edition of Talk Nerdy and Me starts
right now.
All right.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or read?
Topic of discussion. We touched up on this a little while back, Troy, and let's get into this full frontal right now. Just
we're gonna go full Monty.
Full frontal. Nah. August 8th, the return of the First Family, Fantastic Four, and yet I remember seeing the silhouette. It was the Fantastic Four. Yet they showed two or three more members in Marvel's First Family. Yeah,
the membership has changed a little.
Membership has changed just a little bit. And so Marvel's First Family is going to be coming back. As of this broadcast, they're going to be back August 8th. Well, that's a preview. Yeah, August 8th, Fantastic Four number one is going to be out. Okay, we're on Newsarama right now, if you want to follow along with us.
Open your books to page.
Holy crap, dude, the variants.
Well, these are just the variants for issue number one. They've been doing
my
Fantastic
God.
Four variants on other Marvel titles over the past month.
How? One, two,
it's
three,
over 20.
Four.
I counted them the other day, and they were still adding.
Yeah.
Some of them will be easy to get. Others are going to put stipulations like a 1 in 500.
56 pages, rated T, and it's going to be going for $5.99. Wow.
Fantastic Four plus two.
So what are you going to spend your money on? Something to eat or a comic book?
Oh, something to read.
Wow.
You got to buy the comic book.
56 pages raking you over the coals for $5.99.
56 pages, that's like a double comic book.
It's a comic and a half.
Well, most of them are 24.
32.
30. I don't know which ones you're buying.
Okay, good point. I'm looking at this. Oh, goodness. Should I dare go into the comment section in Newsarama? Wondering something for about a decade now. Why doesn't Marvel have someone select a couple of panels from the interior for the preview instead of first four pages?
It's because they're lazy.
Yeah. So,
we're getting the original Fantastic Four.
Yeah, plus Franklin.
Franklin, and was it Valeria?
Yeah.
Or Valerie? Yeah. Valeria, yeah, the girl. Who are both pretty powerful in their own right, because weren't they members of Power Pack?
Right. Franklin Richards is practically a god here, so...
Yes.
I mean, look, I like everybody except for Mr. Fantastic. I've always been just turned off by...
He's like the Cyclops of that team.
People just
don't like him.
Just
and they don't know why.
What is it? What is it about Mr. Fantastic that I just don't like? Do you like him? Do you not like him? What is it about him that you don't like? What is it about him that you do like? He's the most intellectual dude, apparently, in the entire Marvel U.
He's also the most emotionally bankrupt.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand. He's not empathic. He doesn't understand other people's emotions. Because him and Sue have been having problems since day one because he keeps doing his research instead of paying attention to her.
You know, I love everybody else. I love Sue. I love The Thing. Ben Grimm. I love Johnny Storm. I love the relationship between Johnny and Ben. It's just something about Mr. Fantastic that just rubs me the wrong way. Here's the thing. I want to give it a shot. I want to like him. And I want to like him, too. I don't know which cover to choose from. I'm probably going to get the Alex Ross cover because that's my boy. I see that, of course, they're going to have a George Perez cover.
I'm probably going to get this guy. Art Germ has some awesome covers, too.
Yeah.
I love his artwork.
Are you kidding me, though? 20?
There's over
20. Over that have yet... So far, 20.
That I know of.
So far, 20. And it's about time to... And you knew this was going to happen once the deal went through. How funny is it that a film studio can dictate...
We have the rights now? We're going to start producing it again.
Yeah, what you can put out, what you can't put out. How childish is that? We've talked about that before. Yeah.
They just canceled Lucifer for that same reason.
Yeah.
They didn't own the production rights for it, so they said, we're going to cancel it.
Yeah.
And both Netflix sides. Said, yoink!
Yeah, so...
We'll take that.
The Marvel did not own the rights to Fantastic Four a long time ago when they were going bankrupt. They sold off the rights to different characters
in
different universes. So now that they've been making that money, and now that,
money.
Yeah, you know, Sony's been wanting to hold on to certain characters. You know, Fox has been wanting to hold on to certain characters because they make money. And now, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before Disney collects another Infinity Stone. And that next Infinity Stone, I'm calling it right now, is going to be Sony. That next Infinity Stone is going to be Sony.
Yeah, you won't sell them back to us? Well, we're just going to buy
it. We're just going to buy you. We're just going to buy it. You know what? Look, the billions of dollars that they spent on
Have you
Fox,
seen that meme with Mickey Mouse wearing the gauntlet?
Yeah, that's exactly where that came from. Yeah, this is exactly
I thought that came from.
It's, look, the billions of dollars that they spent on Fox, they're going to make that back in 2-3 films.
Well, the money they spent on Star Wars, they've made back.
Yeah, they're going to make that back.
With Black Panther, they should have made a huge check. It went over $1 billion globally.
And then some. So you know that these dudes over at Disney are just sitting around going, why don't we just buy some...
What else makes money for us?
Why don't we just climb that Mortal Kombat tower and just go to the next opponent and just buy them out? And just buy them out.
I would love to see that Mortal Kombat style with the companies.
Yeah, yeah. I will make a bold prediction. Bold prediction here. As far as who Disney is going to be battling in the next couple of years.
Besides Sony, like you said?
I'm going to call it right now. I'm going to say Amazon. I'm going to call it right now. Somehow, some way, those paths are
They'll never let that merger happen.
I'm going to call it right now. Somehow, some way, those paths are
The government won't let it happen.
They're going to cross paths, dude. They're going to, and then when that happens, they're going to unfreeze Walt Disney. He's going to walk through that chamber door.
Bring him out of cryo. Or it'll be like the Nixon head on Futurama.
The time has come. The time has come here, Disney. We have now finally achieved the final Marvel stage. What have you waken me up for?
What's all this in color?
What is this color? Oh my God, I was gonna really get into that. But anyway. Hey.
Fantastic Four?
Good for Fantastic Four. Anyway, good on Fantastic Four.
They were the ultimate team.
Yeah, they were the first family, dude. They ushered in so many villains, so many characters. Doctor Doom, Galactus, the Watcher, you know, the
Inhumans.
The Inhumans, you know. So many characters branched off from the Fantastic Four. Well,
hopefully they'll get a good writer.
Yeah.
Somebody on the lines of Dan,
you got Dan Slott.
I like Dan Slott.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
I think he'll bring a lot of interesting sides to the characters. So hopefully he'll do as well as Remender did. Remender's run was amazing.
Yeah, I dug him. All right, Fantastic Four. Be there. August 8th. Get that at your local comic book shop, Zia Comics. Fantastic Four, number one, in stores soon. Big thanks to Raywork Productions for filming us. Big thanks to the El Paso Herald Post and their studios for housing us. And you can get us on Spotify, iTunes, Facebook, YouTube. It has been another edition of Talk Nerdy to me. I'm Jack Lutz.
I'm Troy Sanger.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Eve?